This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 23, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has come out against the U.S. Department of Transportation's January 14th proposal to widen the role of landing fees at busy airports. The DOT issued a notice of proposed rulemaking reaffirming the rights of affected airports to charge two-part landing fees, one part based on aircraft weight, the other based on time of day. The proposal would encourage airports to use the fees for two main purposes: to create incentives for airlines to fly bigger planes and schedule them at off-peak times, and to expand the role of landing fees in funding airport improvements. AOPA President Phil Boyer is concerned that airports will structure the fees in a manner which discriminates against general aviation aircraft. Quote, "Whether through fees or slot restrictions, airlines and general aviation must be treated reasonably and fairly, and AOPA will do whatever it takes to ensure that principle of law is upheld," unquote. Boyer is also annoyed that DOT first claimed to accept, then went against, the guidance of industry representatives it convened in a special New York Aviation Rulemaking Committee in December. Quote, "They want to impose market-based controls whether or not the industry thinks congestion pricing would be an appropriate way to reduce delays," unquote. United Airlines parent UAL blamed severe winter weather over the holidays and high fuel prices for a loss of $53 million, or 47 cents per share, in 2007's fourth quarter. Some analysts insisted labor issues also played a role, with pilots staging a work-to-rule action in November and December. The loss was a lot less than expected. USA Today reported a survey conducted by Thomson Financial predicted a loss of 89 cents per share. It's also less than the $61 million United lost during the same period in 2006. UAL did see a profit for the year of $403 million in 2007. It's the airline's first full-year profit since 2000. In a message to employees, United CEO Glenn Tilton said the airline made real progress in 2007, citing an operating profit of about $1 billion for the year. The airline plans to distribute $250 million to shareholders today, much to the chagrin of labor unions. We now know the names of four people killed in Sunday's mid-air collision of two single-engine Cessnas near Corona Municipal Airport in Southern California, and the name of a fifth victim on the ground. Media reports identify the victims on board the two aircraft as 55-year-old Scott Gale Lawrence and 73-year-old Paul Luther Carlson, both of Cerritos, 20-year-old Anthony Joel Guzman of Hesperia, and 24-year-old Brandon William Johnson of Costa Mesa. The coroner has not said which of the deceased were in the Cessna 172 and who was in the 150. 58-year-old Earl Smitty was the lone fatality on the ground, killed when a piece of falling debris from the accident came through the roof of Corona Chevrolet. FAA spokesman Ian Greger told KTTV News, "Investigators will have to rely heavily on witness statements and the physical wreckage to determine what happened. Neither plane was apparently in contact with air traffic control. That's understandable since Corona Municipal has no control tower." This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Cessna names Mark Withrow to manage its newly acquired Oregon plant. American Airlines will test onboard wireless broadband internet service. And the FAA says the airport at Taos, New Mexico is too small for airline service. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation tells us why Bobby Sturgill may never be confirmed as FAA administrator. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.